Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola.
Continuing with Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola, and she has answered your questions. It's on the website. If you want to find out what happens when you end up with a monstrous municipal bill, there are actions to be taken. There are email addresses, and there's an SMS number that you can reach out to as well. So there is help waiting for you. It's all on the website, ecr.co.za. Click on podcast. And now continuing with Wendy Nola. Wendy.
Yes.
It is the rainy season.
Yes. Yes, Darren, I need to cut in there. I wanted to say one thing quickly, because we were talking about if you get a monster bill, what about a payment plan? They don't really do that. But currently, because this year, COVID, so many people are battling to pay their bills. If you are, there's a special plan. If you are already in arrears, if you don't pay normally, you know, interest and costs make it a very huge amount that you owe. But now, until you've got up until the end of December this month to apply, if you are, you can get a luck. You can pay between 10 and 25% of your arrears, and businesses 25 to 50% of arrears. Customers with debt of 90 days and older will see all the interest on their bills written off, but the interest will be reinstated if you default on the payment plan that they're going to give you.
Okay.
So it's a special COVID-19 thing. Make contact with the municipality if you're already in arrears before the end of the month, and there is a deal. They will cut you some slack.
All right. That's good to know. Now, this is the one.
But then you've got to stick to the plan. Yes. Now, moving on.
The rainy season is upon us. A number of complaints to the Office of the Ombudsman for Short-Term Insurance is bracing itself for a spike of complaints from distressed homeowners whose building insurance claims are going to be rejected. What's up with that?
Yeah, well, I mean, I thought it was time. Yes, we're rainy season, Durban. People who've lived in the city for a while will remember the collapsed boundary walls and all the rest in the hectic storms. Last year alone, the Ombudsman for Short-Term Insurance dealt with 1,800 cases of rejected building insurance claims, right? So, quick one, what to do. I spoke recently to Peter Nkuna, who's the Senior Assistant Ombudsman for the OSTI, the Ombudsman for Short-Term Insurance, and he said most of those complaints about home insurance complaints have to do with roofs. Okay, he says they are exposed to natural elements, they take a hammering. So if you start seeing evidence of roof problems, like those horrible little streaks of water down your walls, get it checked out, because you know what happens, why these things get rejected. The assessor will come to your house, get up on a ladder and say, oh no, lack of maintenance here. The little bit of cement between the roof tiles or whatever has come out. You haven't repaired it, and so the water has got in. And that's why the claim is rejected, and there's nothing you can do about it. Yeah. The ombudsman will side with the insurer. So I said to him, but how? You don't even see your roof most of the time. How do you maintain your roof? What does maintaining your roof entail? And he said, every 18 months ago, and make that every 12 months if you live in humid areas on the coast, and that would be Devon. You have to get an expert in to look for cracked tiles, etc. So if you did that and there was a problem, you could say, look, I had the expert in, the assessor, the roof guy, in, 9 months ago. I have been maintaining my roof. So, you know, with the weather is getting more and more hectic, I would say diarize it and just put it on your list of home maintenances. Yeah. Get that done. Get someone to look at your roof. So that, because that's the biggest, the most number of complaints around rejections is roofs. Boundary walls, make sure roofs aren't undermining your wall. You have to maintain it. Have a look what your policy says about cutting down trees. Some of them say if you do it yourself and you cause any damage, you're not covered. You have to use a professional tree feller. There is so much. Read the small print. Bring an aha. And here's an interesting one I just wanted to end with. If you, if it's the case that you've had a wall up for 20 years or whatever, the property's wall is 20 years old, it survived many storms, and then suddenly it collapses, and the insurer comes and says, sorry, this wasn't built right. And you go, well, that's not fair, because it survived all these storms. It, you know, that can't be the case. One thing which the ombud sometimes does say to settle it is, well, okay, pay them out for the shoddy wall. Pay it out what it would cost to build the substandard wall, and then they must be compelled to rebuild it to standard. But at least you have some money. So that's quite an interesting thing, I thought, that the ombudsman does. Good to know if this happens to you. Any problems around that going forward? If it happens to you, let me know and I'll see if I can help.
Okay, well, All of these stories will be up on the website. Wendy's contact details as well, ecr.co.za. And look out today at about 11 o'clock. Wendy can't reveal anything right now, but is the car that you're driving right now the safest, almost dangerous car on the road? That full report, international report, is going to be released today at about 11 by Wendy Nola. We'll share those details on our website as well, ecr.co.za. Darren, Carrie and Sky.